You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today, we're talking about this. It's part four of what protecting your heart looks like. That's right, what protecting your heart looks like. And are you suffering from a discouraged heart? We've been talking about the acronym HEART, which is to help remind you. It reminds me to protect my heart and what that looks like on a day-to-day, moment-by-moment basis. H, we've talked about, stands for hope, because without it, you will suffer from a divorced heart. And then E, we have engagement. Without it, you will suffer from a disengaged heart. And A, we have awareness. Without it, you will suffer from a distracted heart. Today, we're talking about R, remember. Without remembering, we can get so caught up and so lost and actually in the process, suffer from a discouraged heart. My dear, if this is you today and somehow you have forgotten who you are, somehow you have lost your way, the good news is this. When you begin to surround yourself with daily reminders of what you love and daily reminders of truth, daily reminders of what matters to you, you can begin to release everything else. As I sit here in my studio, in my closet, my podcast studio, in my closet, I look at my clothes and I think about how often I go through my clothes and I go, you know what? Does it fit? Do I like it? Do I love it? If I don't, I let it go. And that's what we need to do in our lives, day to day, moment by moment. Remind ourselves of what really matters. Remind ourselves of what fits. Remind ourselves of what we like and love. Because without doing that, we can lose our way. And when we do, it's easy to begin suffering from a discouraged heart. Have you felt discouraged lately? Have you been feeling like somehow it's not happening? Your desires are not becoming your reality. Life isn't going the way you think it should go. So many people suffer from this discouraged heart. And really, when I look at the word discouraged, what is it really? It's discouraged. Somehow you get the dysfunctional version of courage. And instead of finding your courage, your fearlessness, your fierceness, instead we shrink back and we go into this fearful state. We go into a place of scared. This is what discouragement does. It robs courage. And so how can you get back to your courageous self? Get back to your truth, my dear. When you begin to really connect with your heart and soul, and you begin to remember and be reminded on a day-to-day basis of what really matters and who you are, everything begins to shift because you can stand in truth, and that's your most powerful, empowered place. So what are you doing on a day-to-day basis that really renews your mind? Because a reminded mind is a renewed mind. And you've heard me say this so many times, a reminded mind is a renewed mind is a transformed life. So what are you doing on a day-to-day basis that's reminding you of who you really are? Reminding you of your courage, reminding you of your fearlessness, reminding you of your faith, reminding you of what matters most to you. My dear, if you are wondering what protecting your heart looks like, it looks like courage. It looks like the reminder. It looks like you absolutely not only remembering who you are, but absolutely owning it. It's fierce. It's bold brilliance. And that, my dear, is you. And it's quietly waiting to be recognized. Are you willing to recognize your truth today? Recognize your heart. Recognize the truth about who you are. Because when you do, you will be reminded. And when you're reminded, your mind and heart will be renewed. And that's what it looks like to protect your heart. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write out all the things that are true about you. Begin to write out reminders, things you know to be true, but somehow you so quickly and easily forget. Remind yourself that you're bold. Remind yourself that you're brilliant. Remind yourself to care for yourself. Remind yourself to drink water. Remind yourself to get up and take breaks throughout the day. Remind yourself to get to the gym. Remind yourself to eat well. You see what I'm saying? Whatever reminders you need, write them out in your journal. And then when you're done, this is what I'd like you to do. I want you to choose your top three reminders. Write them on a piece of paper or a post-it note and put them around your home, your office, your car. Take your phone, set an alarm, and label it with that reminder. Have it go off every hour, three times a day, whatever it takes. But get back to truth and remember what is most important to you. And when you do, I'm telling you, you will be so amazed at the power because you have so much in you, my dear. It's time to remember who you are. So I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. Also, you can check out the new ebook, Your Love Plus Life Redefined. Come on over, you can get access to that, as well as requesting a free copy of Date Yourself Well, the best-selling 12 engagements of becoming the great lover of your life. All you'll pay for is shipping, and I'd be happy to ship that out to you today. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.